BBC
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
Hiya, we are back 1 till 4 on BBC Radio 1 every day. So first one back, first podcast, and 24 years at the tap end takes place when, Chris?
Hogmanay.
Or as some people call it, New Year's Eve. So that's on. We get called a spoon on Loving the Trolls, more from the haters. Chris has some predictions for the new year and how I ruin New Year's Eve for hundreds of people.
Scott Mills, BBC Radio 1.
So I was DJing in New Year's Eve in London. And that exciting bit where everyone's getting hyped. I was on about 11:30, so obviously over midnight. What do you think is the most important bit, would you say, if you are DJing at that time in a club on New Year's Eve?
I think probably the massive countdown, like the big...
10,
like, yeah, like
9,
getting everyone ready a bit
8,
before. Yeah.
Yeah. Can I let you into a little secret, which you'll know about if you were there? I did that bit 2 minutes late.
Late?
How did you manage that?
Because, I was using my phone... And my phone is 2 minutes slow. So it was 12:02 when we celebrated midnight. I wonder why people were pointing at their watches on the dance floor. And then there's some balloons released about a minute after. And I was like, oh, have I missed it? And I realised that in the club, they had on the screen, they had Big Ben at the back on a big screen. So loads of people were like, hello. So I do apologise if you were there. And it was 2 minutes late that we celebrated the new year.
But the thing is, this isn't the first time you've done this either, is it?
No.
No.
Everyone else was on Greenwich Mean Time. We were on Scott Mills time, but it still worked.
The Scott Mills Daily.
I've boshed banter in Prague. I've dressed up as a Smurf. I've swapped lives with a German. Bought strip pens in France. I've covered teachers in sunscreen, nearly drowned in some foam. I had a naked massage. Me and my mates had a laugh. I did
24 years at the tap end. 24 years
at the tap end.
Actually really enjoying being back into my routine, and that song to me says routine. Do you know what I mean? Back to normal.
It's Monday again.
Yeah. Haven't heard it for a while. So here we are then with the first tap end of 2013.
But weirdly, this one's going to cover sort of the last bit of 2012.
Oh, is it New Year's Eve?
It's about New Year's Eve, yes.
I knew you'd have stories about this.
I have got a story, but what I thought I'd do with this one, a bit like, well, you might not know this, but on the final day of the season where they cut between the grounds, because it's all quite tense.
In football,
with all the different matches. So there's lots of games going on. They kind of do it in real time and just cut between. I thought I'd take you through a couple of different New Year's Eve stories that were going on in 2012.
How do we know when we've switched?
Right, it'll be very clear. But what I also wanted to do is maybe try and involve Becky in this one as well.
Oh, right.
Because I thought it'd be interesting to have a girl's New Year's Eve on. But I'm not sure what she's going to say. So I'm going to take you to my 25th year at the tap end, if you're keen.
This is just last week.
So it was, yeah, it's just gone.
I am actress and TV personality Michelle Keegan.
Oh, okay.
And after the football at the weekend, I am Roberto Mancini.
None of that. Tonight I'm going to party like it's 2013. Thought keep it topical.
Nice.
So anyway, I'm ready.
Ready. Go on then.
It had been another fantastic Christmas time, mostly spent at home with the family, which, although was getting a bit tiring, was all very pleasant. Boxing Day with the lads had all gone to plan, although I have to admit that it hadn't been quite as good or rowdy as previous years. But this was made up for by a brilliant night at the darts at Alexandra Palace, which bridged the gap nicely between Christmas Day and New Year's Eve. The darts is always a laugh, a night of singing, bantering the people sitting at tables, and occasional nakedness.
And it's Who gets naked?
And it's one of my favourite nights of the year. Just as the night goes on, everyone's stood up, shirts are off.
I've never seen a streaker at the darts.
So Phil the Power Taylor is naked?
No, he's not. They're definitely not allowed.
Bobby George? Is he still on?
He's not on.
Colin Murray?
No.
Bobby George's son?
If Bobby George was naked at the darts, would he still have all those, like, gold jewels?
Yes.
Do you think? Or would he be totally nude?
He didn't take them off.
Really?
I've seen a picture of him in a hot tub. He still had his bling on.
Oh.
So do you think in bed Bobby George wears
I'm going to Google that now.
What are you Googling?
Bobby George hot tub?
I'm sure it was him.
Why were you in a hot tub with Bobby George?
I wasn't in it. I just saw a picture of it. You know he's got one.
No, Bobby George hot tub, no results.
Okay, made that up in my head then.
Was it a TV show that you were pitched or asked to do hot tubbing with Bobby George?
Should I try Bobby George Scott Mills hot tub? Maybe that would come out.
That would be great.
That's the next one you do if you don't get asked to do Splash. Sad times.
Despite Chango and Serdossa falling out, it had been a great night out with the boys, which was important to me, as unfortunately this New Year's Eve I would not be spending time with the lads. I always like to spend New Year's Eve with the boys, although organisation is not our strong point, and usually the night disappoints. Previous years has seen us queuing up outside nightclubs that cost us a huge amount of money, or once we spent at a Chinese Dave's, which all went wrong when one of the boys desiccated one of Irish Nancy's potted plants. A Christmas present from Chinese's dad, Ray.
Desiccated?
Yeah.
That's a coconut. Desiccated coconut. Do you mean desecrated?
Do I mean desecrated?
Yeah, I think you do, because I think desecrated is coconut.
Coconuts.
What do you mean coconuts?
Well, like,
desiccated,
you get that, like,
coconut.
Sort of shredded coconut.
No, it's nothing to do with coconuts. He destroyed a potted plant, so I mean desecrated.
Defecated.
Yeah. Now, what's that?
He didn't defecate a pot plant. Who is this man?
I'm getting confused now with all the defs.
He'd be on Britain's Got Talent if he could do that.
I think it might have been defecated.
No, I don't think it is.
It
I hope it isn't.
This year, I was offered the chance to DJ in a club in Glasgow called Mansion House, and as the boys hadn't sorted out any plans, I decided it'd be a good night to work. I brought my mates Perkins and Latham along with me.
Oh, they're new.
Perkins and Latham.
Never heard of them.
They sound like solicitors, actually.
They do. I bet they're not, though.
They're not at all. They were both very excited about the trip to Glasgow. When Perkins produced his liquids at the airport security... Sorry.
That sounds really wrong.
Were they over 100 mil?
When Perkins produced his liquids at the airport security desk, he had even packed sun lotion. I'm not really sure why.
For Glasgow?
I think it just felt right as we were getting the plane. It felt like a holiday. I had heard legendary things about Hogmanay in Glasgow. I was well up for a great night. I'd even booked a nice steak restaurant to go to before the club.
Hogmanay?
Not a steak restaurant like the one in Prague, but one with actual chips on the side. Not the one with the...
Steak and...
Lady.
Yeah.
Back home, my mates had left plans for New Year's Eve quite late. Cantonar, Dosser, Chazza and Banksy were all out. And even our old mate Little Ben was making an appearance, having moved down from Birmingham to spend time with his parents in London over Christmas.
He's new as well, isn't he?
Mm.
He doesn't feature much because he's based in Birmingham. So he only ever comes down really when he's seeing family.
How big is he? Why is he called Little Ben?
He's reasonably sized.
Oh, so, right. So is there another reason why he's called Little Ben?
Okay, good.
Oh, my God! How do you know?
You just know these things, don't you? It's nothing.
Did he call himself Little Ben?
In fact, no, I was introduced to him as Little Ben.
Did you have this exact same conversation? Why you called Little Ben? Because I once met a bloke called Coke Can and I stupidly asked why. And I've never recovered.
Oh, that's amazing. Coke Can.
Hello, if you're listening.
They hadn't really planned anything, so we're all going for a night out in Vodka Revs in Beaconsfield. A nice idea on paper, but I knew it was never going to plan. And meanwhile, in Reading, Becky Huxtable was making her New Year's Eve plans. And that, I've left a gap here for you to tell us.
Oh, what I did on New Year?
Yeah.
Well, I ran out of money, so...
No. So this part of the story is just like what you're planning to do that night. So you just say...
I'm staying in.
Staying in?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Well, I'm staying in my house and drinking in my house.
And who's
my
around?
Boyfriend.
Oh.
And we're making a coat stand.
A lot of people stayed in.
Sorry?
We're making a coat stand. Well, it just got to the point where I thought, I've got to make this coat stand. I might as well do it now.
Yeah.
And I just did.
Good a time as any, isn't it?
Mm.
On New Year's Eve.
Yeah. It's very difficult after a few wines. Especially if you lose the Allen key.
This is different to what I expected.
What did you expect? Like some all-night rave?
Well, just the way I've written this now is going to sound odd.
Okay, go on.
It was clearly going to be a rowdy night out, and she and the girls were heading for a big one. So, after arriving in Glasgow, I was keen to get out into town and make the most of the Hogmanay celebrations.
Say again?
Hogmanay.
Say again?
Why am I saying... That's not wrong. Hogmanay.
Hogmanay?
Hogmanay.
I say Hogmanay. You say?
I say Hogmanay, but is it Hogmanay? Me and the couple of lads I was with went to the restaurant where I enjoyed one of the nicest steak meals I've ever had. It was all very civilised. Even our bombs had changed from the generic energy drinks usually associated to Iron Brew. It all felt very cultured. I enjoyed the cultured night out we were having compared to the night I knew my mates were having back home. I'd received a text from Chazza saying that little Ben was already causing a bit of a scene. Having started early on New Year's, and excited at the prospect of a big night out, he had preloaded on the train. It wasn't a good move, and having decided that eating was cheating, he was in a bad state. Apparently, little Ben had spotted a girl that he liked the look of, and was continuing to talk to her, despite the fact she clearly wasn't interested. Although the boys found it funny, it all sounded like a recipe for disaster. New Year's Eve was kicking off in Reading as well, where Becky and the girls were having it hard.
No.
Not really. I'm probably halfway through my coat stand at the moment.
Yeah.
And I've eaten half a bag of dry roasted nuts.
Midnight came around really quickly. I timed a run to the toilet with 30 seconds to spare, and my mate Perkins handed me back a beer on my return. As the clock struck 12 in Glasgow, everyone linked arms and started hugging each other. As the clock struck 12 in Reading...
I was in bed. No, I switched that Gabby Logan thing on and then watched the fireworks, which were brilliant. And then, yeah, I think went to sleep.
And as Big Ben struck 12 in London, in Beaconsfield, the angry boyfriend struck little Ben.
Oh, no, did he?
It all went off.
Oh, no.
There were no complaints from the boys as little Ben was carted off by security. Little Ben had been annoying all night. Not having been that successful themselves, the boys decided shortly after midnight that the time had come to leave. It was all a bit predictable from them. In Glasgow, my night was just beginning, really. I started DJing just after midnight and had a brilliant night. Hogmanay in Glasgow is... Well, I don't know how you want me to say it. In Glasgow. I don't know how to say it.
Go on.
Hogmanay in Glasgow. Is another level. New Year's Eve is always a time to be reflective. 2012 had been an incredible year for me. I hope 2013 produces as many memories for me and my mates. Chazza, Chango, The Beast, Jono, Broadley, Banksy, Dougsy, Webbo, Dossa, The Convict, Gilbert, Moriarty and Cantona lit the flame and we lit up the world. And when our time came, we did it right. I've boshed banter in Prague, I've dressed up as a Smurf, I've swapped lives with a German, bought strip pens in France, I've covered teachers in sunscreen, nearly drowned in some foam, I had a naked massage, me and my mates had a laugh, I did
24 years at the top end.
At the tap end.
The Scott Mills Daily.
What we were saying on tap end about you DJing in Glasgow.
Mm.
I hear that the flight and everything didn't go so well.
On the way back?
Yeah.
Oh, no, it wasn't. No, because the seat I was on, you know, you press that little button and it sort of does a little light and it goes boom. And then someone comes over.
There's always someone on every flight that presses it all the time. It's like, seriously, how much water do you need?
I don't know if I've ever pressed it. What do you press it for? What do you get?
Assistance.
Right, in what?
So if you need something, like normally the stewardess or steward will come over if you press it. No, don't do it all the time now I've told you this.
Well, I'm just wondering what you can get from it.
It's not a trick of the trade. It's well known. You can press that button. It's got a little picture on it.
Have we just revealed something?
I don't think so. I don't think it's a secret that you can press that.
But I don't really need anything when I get on a plane, but I'm wondering if there's something that I'm... You know, I hate missing out. Yeah. I'm wondering if there's something that you press it and you get an extra chicken sandwich or
well,
something.
Yeah, maybe people know what, you know, what you can
or
get.
Or if you do like boop, 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 and then you get like loads of free stuff.
Well, like Morse code?
Yeah.
Boop, 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 boop.
So it does a little light, it goes bing, and I wasn't pressing this, but there was some kind of problem with my chair, so that it kept going off, so it kept going bing, 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 but there was an electrical fault,
boo, boo,
so it kept doing it. So at first I tried to make a big deal about it, so everyone around me knew, because everyone around me kind of get, you can tell they're getting annoyed.
Yeah, well they think you're pressing it all the time.
And then I was like, right, I'm going to ignore it, put some headphones on, try to go to sleep.
But I bet the steward just kept coming over
because
going,
it was a different
right?
steward every time. They thought I had some kind of problem, so they'd wake me up.
Boo.
So wake me up and go, sir, you're all right. It's like, yes. It's your chair that's not all right. It's...
Next time you're on a plane, press it.
Yeah, I want to know what happens.
See what happens.
It's binging away.
For a good hour.
You know, it was a busy night the night before.
Did you not have one of those badges which says only wake for food?
No. It's an hour long flight.
Oh, right. You don't get any food on an hour long flight.
I think
always
you might,
food.
Might get a snack. But it's not going to be wake me for food, is it?
But I kept thinking I wanted a lot of snacks. That was the problem.
You all right there, sir? Yes, I'm fine. And an interesting scan as well on the way through the security.
Oh, the full body scanners.
Do you always feel guilty every time you go through security at airports?
I just think they're designed to make you feel...
Even if you're not.
Guilty for what?
I don't know.
Exactly.
You just feel
bad.
Thought
you were still talking about the full body scanner, so I was like, what are you feeling bad about?
Well, no. I just think all that there, it doesn't help, does it?
He went through, but he had his first full body scan. You know, because sometimes you just go through the arch.
Did they do a little...
No, they didn't, but I understand from these things, they see a picture of you in the nude. Yeah. Is that right? Or something, yeah.
They see everything.
Right. Do they?
Yeah.
They don't, though.
So they do, though.
They just see your insides.
I
Don't they?
No, they do see everything.
Do they?
Yeah.
Everything?
Yes.
But they won't give you a printout if you ask.
Did you?
Why would you want that?
Which gave me an idea for a good business opportunity for them, because I think they're missing out there, aren't they?
What?
So they could sell the pictures you go through the bodies, much like a ride at a theme park.
Oh, like if when you go to Universal or other theme parks.
Mm.
So like, there's a big board. Like once you get past the conveyor belt where you've picked up your bag and stuff, yep, and put your belt back on, there's a big board with like, would you want to buy any of these?
Yeah, and I have that in a magnet. Or you know, or a key ring. That would have been a great Christmas present for you, actually, Becky, thinking of.
A naked full body scan.
Oh, well, it's just, you know, a keepsake.
Why would I want that?
I like the idea of them on a board as you go through security. Can you buy other people? BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily. Are we ready for Loving the Trolls? Got a fair amount of abuse over Christmas and New Year. Some of it's aimed at you today, Chris, but it won't hurt. It won't hurt right there.
So I'm Loving the Trolls.
Yeah, because we've got the voice of Lawrence. What we do is we just put all the stuff that the haters send in through the voice of Lawrence. Just makes it funny. Comical. Are you ready?
Ready.
Loving the trolls.
Join in, Becky.
Loving the trolls. Loving the trolls. Loving the trolls. Yeah. Loving the trolls.
Oh, God.
See, now I'll tell you why. That's why I don't
weird.
Do it. That's why I don't do it.
I'm not keen.
Rethink.
I told you. I said I wasn't keen. And then for like the last 6 months, you've been like, join in, Becky.
I don't mean to be harsh, but that was horrible.
That's what I tell you. I didn't want to do it.
Again.
Loving the trolls.
You're too high.
Because we're loving the trolls. Loving the trolls. Loving the trolls.
Right, fader out.
Loving
the trolls. No, no one can hear you. No one can hear you.
I did tell you.
Oh.
Ow.
I told you. Why didn't you listen to me?
Okay, so we've got the voice of Lawrence here, ready to read out what the people that don't like us have been saying this week. You're back on now.
Hello.
I thought that was best.
Yeah.
Here we go.
You two are so boring and talk too much. Entertaining yourselves and not the listeners.
Okay. Fair enough. Yep.
Are you agreeing with them now?
Well, I'm not denying it. Some listeners like it. Not all. As is
clear.
The woman presenter has a moany voice.
A what?
A what?
Let me hear that again.
The woman presenter has a moany voice.
Moany voice.
Moany voice.
Moany voice.
I thought it said mummy voice. Okay, I presume that's you.
Yeah. Well, I can't wait to hear what they're going to say after I sang Loving the Trolls.
The woman presenter.
That's you, yeah. It is you. Unless it's someone off the news. No, it's definitely you.
Has a moany voice.
Thank you for that. Your response?
Thank you very much.
Thanks, Troll 1. And over to Troll 2 with the voice of Lawrence. Let's go.
For 3 years, I have gone to sleep listening to Scott Mills. Now all he goes on about is his mate, Chris.
Oh, here we go. Yeah? What else have you got, please, Troll?
I'm switching to Greg. Sorry, Scott.
Switching to Greg. Is Greg on another station at the same time as us?
I don't think so, unless it's a Greg we don't know about.
Greg.
There aren't any other radio presenters called Greg, are there?
I don't think so.
No.
Never heard of any.
When's Wallace on?
Greg Wallace, does he do a radio show? I thought he did TV.
Right, I presume they mean Greg James. What I like, though, is when people slag you off and then apologise.
I'm switching to Greg. Sorry, Scott.
It's like, you're a complete idiot. Sorry. Why do people apologise after slagging you off?
Well, I think they're apologising to you, but they like you still.
Right, not so much you.
Not so keen on me.
And the next troll, please, come in.
Turning off now. Sorry, Scott.
But we've done it again. I'm turning off. I don't like your show. Sorry, Scott.
Turning back on at 4 p.m. Can't stand that. Pratt from Pinner.
It's you again.
Is this the same person?
It doesn't hurt, though, does it? It's the voice of Lawrence.
It's all right.
Pratt from Pinner.
Can't stand that. Pratt from Pinner.
Is that a separate one again?
They're flooding in.
I kind of like that name. The Pratt from Pinner.
Do you want that on your phone?
It's a little bit like Robin Hood-esque. I kind of like it.
Are you going to add that to the list of your friend's nicknames? So you've got like Chango, Dougsy, the Pratt
Beast,
from Pinner.
Pratt.
Convict.
Pratt.
Yeah, I'll take that.
And next.
Chris is putting all these artists down, but who is he?
Oh, it's about you again. What was that? Let me hear again.
Chris is putting all these artists down, but who is he?
Oh, Chris is putting all these artists down, but who is he?
I don't think I've had a pop at any artists, have I?
I don't really think so.
Anyway, how would I have done that?
Don't know. Chris, who is he, troll?
Oh, nobody is who.
Right.
Okay.
Chris, you're a radio tape along and you think you're the man.
Chris, you're a radio tag-along.
Tag-along.
And you think you're the man.
That's true.
You need a reality check, you spoon.
Is that an accusation? Or a
spoon? That's good.
That's not a question mark.
Is he calling me a spoon?
Yes.
Or is he saying, you spoon?
I really like spoon.
He's got a problem with that.
You need a reality check, you spoon.
I like you spoon as an insult. That's my new
favourite.
I think
favorite. That's better than the Pratt.
Pratt and spoon.
It's still not as good as you melt.
You spoon.
Thank you for all your abuse over the last couple of weeks.
Sorry, did I receive
that
90%
to be,
of
that?
Yeah.
Oh, good.
It was a you special.
Oh, loving the trolls. Loving the trolls. Loving the trolls.
Get Becky on so she can get it.
Loving the trolls.
Okay, fade her out.
Loving the trolls.
No, can't hear you. Loving the trolls. Trolls.
Pratt.
Loving the trolls.
Loving the spoon.
Loving the spoon. Ah.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Oh, apparently it's not your insides. I've just had someone from Gatwick on. It is. They see everything underneath your clothes.
Are they listening at security?
Yeah.
Surely that's not allowed.
Well, no, I think they're off duty, but there's someone that does it for a job. That was Foster the People and Pumped Up Kicks on BBC Radio 1. Good Shakira reference there, I thought. No. We're talking about buying other people's body scans. I don't think you can. But at a theme park, is it possible to buy other people's photos, you know, once they've been on the ride?
Why would you want that?
I don't know. I just think it would freak out the family in front of you.
Yeah, I'm sure it would.
Imagine that. Like, they're in the queue before you. Dad says to the vendor, I'll have that one of me, the wife, and the kids, please. And then you pop up and go, I'll have that one too. A T-shirt, please.
I think this is genius. I can't tell. Is that actually allowed?
I don't know.
Well, they can't stop you, can they? But it's a bit of an expensive joke.
I'd like it if one particular family's picture became really popular.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Do you think I should be concerned that, like, you know, when your phone comes up with loads of different Wi-Fis that you can join? Some phones do that.
Mm.
Just goes through the networks. There's someone that lives near me called Gary Lucy. And I think I joined it. I'm not trying to nick his Wi-Fi, let me just say. I joined it by mistake the other day. Do you think it's actual him?
I don't know.
Do you remember who he is?
Yeah, he's from Hollyoaks, isn't he?
Footballer's wives?
Yeah.
Or do you? Why would you call your Wi-Fi Gary Lucy if it wasn't him?
If you were Gary and Lucy?
Oh, yeah. Oh.
Or if you, like, well fancied him?
Just getting my hopes up. Oh, yeah, I suppose.
You wouldn't call your... who calls their network their own name? You wouldn't call yours Scott Mills.
Do you want to know what mine is?
Go on.
No, I'm not saying.
Hey?
Well, it's not your name, is it?
I'm not very good at things like that. I do just have to use my name.
Change yours to Gary Lucy, just to confuse him.
Shall I?
Whoever it is. Yeah.
Gary Lucy 2.
Yeah. <search for it. laughs>
Just something I saw today. I was like, okay then. Right, it's real or no real. It's your chance to get some Scott Mills points. I know, you are probably pretty skint.
I spent all mine on Christmas presents.
Did you?
Mm.
All right, okay. Well, here's a chance to get some more Chris Smith off the news. Freeze out some things that are true and some things that really aren't. But are they real or no real? Chris, are you keeping the scores?
I'm going to keep the scores today.
Okay.
Have Scott Mills points gone up? Like, in the new year, you know, like train prices and all that. Have Scott Mills points gone up as well? Can we get extra now? Because it's the new year? Because things are more expensive to buy, so I'd like...
Can we stick to 10 just for the maths?
No, I think we should have 12. 12?
12.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. Okay, cool. And
all right.
So it will be that 12 Scott Mills points will be delivered to you if you get real or no real correct. He's got his calculator out on his phone.
Oh, just seriously, you're going to rush me at the end. You always do. You make that hand gesture to go, come on. And I know what's going to happen here. So.
Squirrels forget where they hide about half of their nuts.
They do put a lot away, don't they?
Yeah.
For a cold day. So they've got to. I'm thinking this is probably going to be real.
No.
What do you mean, just no?
No.
No, I don't think...
You can't just go, no.
No. No. If they remember some of them, then... And what you're saying, they bury so many that they'd be huge if they ate them all.
What? No, I'm saying that they bury so many everywhere. The nuts are all over the place that they won't remember where half of them are.
They love them. So they hide them and they're like, oh, where did I leave them?
They've got their nuts buried all over the woods.
But also, what I'm thinking is, how do they know how many nuts? Like, what, do they track certain squirrels and then monitor how many they go back to, how many they don't?
Mm-hmm.
And also, how does the squirrel remember where he's put them? Has he got a little map? Does he bury them in the same place the time?
That's what I'm saying here. Yeah. Is that
and also, the nuts that he digs up, how does he know that they weren't buried by another squirrel? I'm thinking about this too much.
You really are.
Sounds like I'm on eggheads.
Yeah, it does.
I am going to say no real.
I'm going to say real.
That one is real.
Yeah. So 12.
12, that's right. Write that down. And next.
If you yelled for 8 years, 7 months and 6 days, you would have produced enough sound energy to heat one cup of coffee.
Why would you do that?
You can't work that out. Do you know what I mean? There's nothing we can test here.
Why
well,
no?
You could. We could start you off now and then come back to you.
Go.
Well, we're not allowed teal coffee in the new studio, are we? So that's...
Well, we might be in 8 years' time.
So, I think it's if I go outside and scream at the cold cup of tea that's out
that's
there...
That's all right, we've got soundproof studios. We
but
won't
no,
ever
everyone
hear
else,
you.
Everyone else is just going to think I'm...
We're not going to be here in... We're not going to be here in 8 years, let's
be honest. That's the other thing. I'm not going to scream for 8 years. Do I do this quickly?
Yeah.
Very quickly.
Just a little bit. See if you can reheat the one I made you a few minutes ago.
Bye then.
Maybe it's less if you do tea.
Do I scream?
Mm. Yeah. Hold the mug. How do you hold the mug in your hand? Continuous.
No. Absolutely no difference.
But your face is amazing. It's gone so red. Okay, good.
Yeah, that really scared the lady on One Extra right now. Yeah. Hi, Sarah Jane. Real or no real?
No real.
Oh, that is real.
That one is real.
Ah. Now give Becky 12 points.
Mm.
Yeah? Keeping up?
Yeah.
In 2012, 14 people lost their lives by drowning in urinals.
Oh, what a way to go.
Oof. With them cubes.
What cubes?
The cubes that are in. And the men's ones.
But they don't... But...
Don't you have them?
You said that like, well, they don't have the cubes in women's urinals.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, you don't have them, do you?
Women's urinals?
Yeah.
Now, is they there such
have,
a thing?
Because
I've heard rumours of this.
They don't have them.
No, I've never
You know
them.
The cubes, I mean, don't you?
The cubes. Yellow cubes.
Yeah, the cubes, yeah.
Oh. I enjoy a urinal with an element of sport in. There's a pub near me where there's like a mini goal.
Yes. And I enjoy a hoop.
A ball on a string.
I enjoy that. It's something to aim for, isn't it?
Yeah.
Okay, good. Thanks for spelling that out for me there, because I was really wondering what was going on.
Okay.
I'm going to say no real.
I'm going to say no real.
What a way to go.
That one is no real.
Thank goodness. No one... That didn't happen to anyone. And next.
In Japan, it is completely acceptable to name your child buttocks.
Can you not do that in this country?
If you want.
Or maybe it means something different. Do you think that's what they mean?
I don't know. But you can call your kid buttocks.
Is there a list of things you're not allowed to call your kids?
I don't know.
I thought you could call them anything.
Yeah,
can't
I
you?
Thought that was your privilege as a parent.
You wouldn't call a child buttocks.
Buttocks Mills, Radio 1. Real or no real?
The one that doesn't speak is now Googling Japan buttocks.
Don't do that at work.
Go badly.
That's going to go wrong. You know what? You know the first thing will come up there. Oh, is it? Brilliant. Yeah. Real or no real?
We're waiting for
No real.
No real.
That one is real.
Oh.
That's. You can say that. I thought you could anywhere. And the last one on Real or No Real today.
David Attenborough has featured in over 4,000 nature programmes, but knows nothing about animals. He reads from a script. Always has.
This is ridiculous.
Ain't got a clue.
No real.
He's an actor. That's what they're saying.
Are the animals actors?
Yes, they
as
are.
Well?
They are.
Well, don't you know what, actually, though? After watching Africa last week, there was one bit and I thought, you're an actor.
Right, was it the
bit... Was it the little, when he dropped his nut when something happened? Was he
no.
a little, like...
It was the when that, those horrible, massive, what were they called? Those,
giraffes.
Like, cricket... No, not the giraffes, you idiot. They're obviously massive.
The locusty
thing. The locust ones.
Yeah.
Right, when that was crawling over the sand, I was like, how did they get that shot? Because you can't go, can you do that again? Can you?
Well, you can if he's a locust actor.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
Oh, so it was a stage
locus. I think so. It's like, could you do that again? And then it was a perfect walk across the sand.
And you wouldn't have jazz hands.
Yes, and you wouldn't be able to get that. So David Attenborough doesn't know anything about animals. Real or no real?
No real.
No real.
That one is no real.
Oh, there we are. And at the end of that round of real or no real, which I enjoyed a lot, actually.
Thankfully, the maths isn't too complicated. Low scoring. Becky, 24, and I scored 24.
Oh, this is going to really confuse people now. It's not zeros on the end. The Scott Mills Daily. Hi, Faye.
Hello.
Where are you today?
I'm at work.
At work. Right, tell me, whose picture did you buy?
The drummer from Razorlight.
Where were you?
Thorpe Park. He was on the same ride as I was, since the T4 thing, and I bought his picture, and then got him to sign it.
So you have bought somebody else's picture at a theme park when it gets displayed on the board?
Yes, it was the drummer and the other guy, but I can't remember which one.
Well, again, what was the drummer's name again?
I can't remember. Andy something.
That's it? Andy and...
I don't know, the blonde one.
The blonde one. And they signed it for you, yeah?
Yeah, it was very exciting.
That's awesome, you still got it?
I have, and I hit him in the face as well.
You what?
I hit him in the face.
Why?
Well, he went to sign my picture, but I dropped my pen, so he went to pick it up, and I hit him in the face.
Right, it all went very well, didn't it? Love you, bye! The Scott Mills Daily. BBC Radio 1. This is the time of year when Chris likes to predict what will happen over the next 12 months.
I don't know. I don't really believe in New Year's resolutions, but I kind of like to look to the year ahead and wonder what might happen.
And what are your predictions?
I will win a Brit Award is one.
That's quite soon.
But weren't you hoping on doing that last year?
I know, but I sort of gave up on that.
In fact, is it this month? Next month?
Next month.
It's less than 6 weeks.
I know. It just needs that one song, though, and I'm going to try. I'm actually going to try and...
I
think a lot of the voting's been done already.
Done already?
Yeah. Well, a lot of it, yeah.
Not the public vote.
I got an email about it today. What?
Not the public vote, though.
I really think you're too late on this one, Chris.
Rear of the year.
Oh, well, that could probably be easily sorted with an email.
Yeah, you could do that.
Well, they must have run out of rears by now, mustn't they? Some of the people they choose.
I'm going to predict Becky's going to win Rear of the Year this year.
I will not win Rear of the Year.
You will, and I will make it so.
Is this a competition between me and you to see
who
can get the other one to be Rear of the Year?
There's a prediction for 2013. Me or Becky will be Rear of the Year.
Yes, I like it. I like it a lot.
Have you ever been offered it?
No. Aled's been Rear of the Year.
Yeah, that's what I mean. No, I don't mean that in a bad way to Aled. But I mean, it's a sort of thing where you could just email and say, hi, can I be Rear of the Year, please?
Well,
and they'll just say yes.
Let's do it. Find out who it needs to be. Subject, Rear of the Year. Done.
I love it.
I'll ask Aled who he emailed.
Do you know what? I remember this time last year going, the year ahead has the Olympics, the Queen's Jubilee, these massive events. And what have we predicted for 2013? Rear of the Year.
So that is the first podcast of 2013. And we are back on live tomorrow between 1 and 4 on Radio 1. Please come and join. It's the first innuendo bingo of the new year. Woo!
Scott Mills, BBC Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1.